Commentator Kevin Phillips suggests that the lack of political candor and integrity could be as much of a national problem as the lack of corporate and financial integrity.
The financial hotshots in the executive suites and trading floors didn't get that way over the last two decades, and especially during the late 90s bubble, without a lot of help from the politicians in Washington. Now the politicians are jumping up and down, making holier-than-thou speeches and posing for the cameras outside the congressional hearing rooms. But how much can they be expected to act rather than talk? For the moment, congressional Democrats and maverick Republican Senator John McCain have the high ground on legislation to deal with corporate and financial corruption. But Washington's huge lobbyist population is betting that not much will happen and that the legislation just passed by the Senate will be watered down before enactment. If so, public furor could simmer towards a November boil. George W. Bush takes the cake for grade A hypocrisy. His cabinet is full of business millionaires, and his corporate CEO turned vice president, Dick Cheney, is being sued over his stewardship of the Halliburton Company, as well as his private meetings with Enron over energy policy. The president's own position in the Texas energy business back in the 80s involved a succession of small startup companies, negligible corporate earnings, and favoritism from the well-connected. The Democrats who have raised questions about his loan and possible inside trading at Harkin Energy have a valid point. The notion of Bush working hard for serious measures to deal with corporate cronyism and corruption defies the imagination. On the other hand, one of the counterarguments that Bush and other Republicans have been making deserves a lot more attention. Who presided over the growth of the 1990s stock market mania in the first place? What president got impeached for personal immorality, hustled campaign contributions like a two-armed bandit, and eventually topped off his last day in office by pardoning a fugitive billionaire, William Jefferson Clinton? Which administration did more to lower the tone of business and general ethics, Clinton's or Bush's, could become one of the decade's least edifying debates.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is Wealth and Democracy, A Political History of the American Rich.